very best and put my spirit to the test. If I could reach some days I'm meant to be remembered. Those days
some of the organizations that Miss E, also known as the Heart Lady, Evelyn Polk, has been with and really just shared her tremendous insights with include the Solano County Office of Education, Department of Transportation, Solano Community College, True Pentecostal Church, Department of Clinical Child School Psychology and Social Work, and many others. She has been a very, very busy lady. 30 years of experience in counseling numerous children and couples and families. And I tell you what, as I said before, finding the time and the energy to mentor. And speaking of energy, one of the things that you mentioned is that it is so important that we make sure that we don't have an empty tank when we go out there as a member of the village to try to help someone work through whatever part of the journey that they're on.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you were saying,
part of that, you know, sometimes they are the ones to pour back in into your lives. And it's like, okay, I don't want to become dependent on them. But it's something about young people, just their rawness is just amazing, that it gives you back. And I think it's important, that's another thing, to let them know how much their participation in your life means to you. Because sometimes any of us, if we feel like we're the ones getting all the receiving and doing all the receiving and we're not offering anything, we feel like it's, you know, we don't feel too good. But when they realize how important they are to us, it's like, I have something to give back. And I believe that adds to their sense of self-esteem and sense of purpose as well.
That is such a powerful point. That is such a powerful point, because we talk about all the time about how so many of us experience a sense of fulfillment when we do volunteer work. We're just giving to someone who we, you know, suppose won't be able to give anything back to us. And I think it is so easy for us to overlook the fact that our kids are wired the same way. They find themselves at a place where they really do want to give. And I imagine sometimes it doesn't even occur to them that they can give something to us that could be meaningful.
Exactly. You know, and they're just so gifted and so precious and so funny, even in their madness. And if you can see that in them and reflect that back, and, you know, I just love it when the kids say, well, I just feel good after I talk to you. And sometimes you've not done anything but laughed at their silliness.
But yeah, that's all that meant all the world to them, huh?
That's it.
Well, you know, Evelyn,
I'm sorry, go ahead. A brief story with you. We were talking during the break time about the village involvement, and I was saying that some of the kids that seem to be the hardest, you know, the ones who won't smile, especially the young men, they won't smile, they ignore you, act like, you know, you don't even exist. Sometimes they're disrespectful. But I think it's how you approach them, that they won't be disrespectful directly to you, but around you. And which, again, keeps people off, because sometimes they don't even know if they want someone to be that really close. And they don't really, really care. And I shared in my book about working in a continuation school. And it was a, you know, small campus, and I would go through the lunchroom occasionally just to see, you know, who was out there that I didn't see when I was doing my sessions within the building. And I went by a table with this group of young men, probably about 6 or 7 young men, and this young man said, hey, cuz. And it didn't even, you know, click to me. I thought he was talking about it. He said, hey, cuz, you ain't going to say nothing to me. And I turned around, I looked at him. And this is large, heavy set, like 300 pounds, really teddy bear. But, you know, big dude sitting there with cornrows in his head. And I said, you talking to me? And when he realized that I was an adult, not one of the other kids, he said, I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm. I said, were you talking to me? He said, yeah, but I didn't know. I said, it's auntie to you. And, you know, all the other guys start laughing. And so one day, I found out his name. So one day, I just spent a pass, had somebody call him out of class, and his boss came into the room where I was using. He looked at the door, and he looked at me, and he said, "Hey, auntie," and we started laughing. And that became the basis of a relationship that really I saw he really was a big teddy bear. And this is a young man whose one parent was incarcerated. The other was on drugs. He was in and out with an auntie, was doing a lot of illegal behaviors and just crazy things. But he would actually come in there and tell me to make sure that the door was closed so nobody would walk in and see him crying.
Mm.
And at one point, he was absent for a while. I didn't know if he was dead or alive. And when he came back to school, he made a beeline to my office. I think he had gotten shot or something. But he came to me. We talked. He was saying, I said, "You know, I thought you had dropped out." He said, "No, I'm a graduate. It was the last thing I do." But long story short, went to his graduation. I asked him if he was his auntie that he was living with. And he said, "No, you're the only auntie I have here."
Wow. That was a powerful statement. That said a lot.
And it's like, wow. All because I didn't turn around and lecture him on what was appropriate, to be respectful, da-da-da-da-da. Just embrace it.
Yes, exactly.
But in that, he knew, because some things they already know themselves.
Yes.
And there's another story that I love, that there was a group of young men. Someday after church, it was rainy. Cats and dogs got out and ran into the store to get a newspaper, and all these young men were standing outside the store harassing the guy that was inside, not even really saying anything, but just looking through the window, which was going to be a threat to this young man. So I went to the car and I came back. I said, "Why are you guys standing out here?" And they looked at me like, "Who are you?" And I said, "Now, you're right. I said, you beautiful young men standing outside. And first of all, it's Lydia. You got nothing else to do but to harass this man." I said, "Now, the first thing he's going to do, he's going to call the police. Anybody ready to go to jail today?" And they were like, "No." And I said, "Because you probably got something on you wouldn't get to take." So I went through asking each of their names, and I told them something that I found attractive about each of them. And I said, "Where do you go to school?" And one was going to, the continuation school. I said, "Yeah, I used to work there." And we went to the other one. The other one said he wasn't in school. I said, "Well, why? You need to get back to school. I'm going to be following up on you." He said, "You sound just like my auntie." I said, "I am your auntie." And it's just so interesting because that one young man, for like 2 years, I would always call him somewhere along the lines in the city. And the last time I saw him, I said, "Oh, yeah, there you go." I always said, "There's that crazy lady again, huh?" And he smiled. And he had a little girlfriend. And so he told about, she said, "I don't want to come talk to you. Do you have a card?" And the last time I saw him, he was actually working at Walmart, all cleaned up and looking. I said, "I am so proud of you." And he said he was in his senior year and he was graduating. And to me, that makes the difference. Our young people need to be able to see that someone cares about them. And by the way, when I left 7-Eleven, they took off and got from outside the door and went on. And, they heard me. And it was because they knew that I wasn't there to tear them down. I was trying to keep them out of trouble and to really embrace who they really were. And they knew somebody along the path had told them, but for some reason they weren't paying attention.
I like that. Evelyn, we are almost out of time. We have less than a minute. About 40 seconds. Could you give, if you have time, very briefly, the heart formula and or contact information, because we have less than 30 seconds.
Let's give the contact information.
Okay.
My email address is MSPerieE@forachildsheart.org or me@talktomisse.com. And those are also the website. And you can find me on Facebook. It's Miss Evelyn, the Heart Lady Speaks.
Miss Evelyn, the Heart Lady, thank you so much for being with us today. It has been great as you talk with us about matters of the heart.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a joy, and I love you. You're a good interviewer. You make it real easy.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, please grab hold of the information that Miss E shared with us. Apply it. Share it with some young people who were in school and weren't able to hear it today. That's one of the ways that you can let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.